Today, our scripture reading comes from the book of Luke, chapter 18, and we'll be reading verses 1 through 8. And if you'd like to follow along, you can open your Bibles, your pew Bibles, to page 742. Luke chapter 18, verse 1. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. He said, "In a certain town there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared about men. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with this plea, 'Grant me justice against my adversary.' For some time he refused, but finally he said to himself, 'Even though I don't fear God or care about men, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice so that she won't eventually wear me out with her coming.' And the Lord said, 'Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?'" This is God's Word.
So turn with me to Luke chapter 18, page 742 in your pew Bible. And really the question is, what does God say to his church, whether China or elsewhere? What does God say to his church as they face a harassment or persecution or danger? Page 742. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. In a certain town there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared what people thought. Now in the Old Testament there were two criteria for a judge. A judge had to fear God and a judge had to have compassion for people. And here you have a judge who neither fears God nor has compassion for the people whose cases he's adjudicating. There was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with the plea, "Grant me justice against my adversary." For some time he refused. But finally he said to himself, "Even though I don't fear God or care what people think, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice so that she won't eventually come and attack me, or she won't eventually wear me out with her coming." The Lord said, Jesus said to his disciples, "Listen to what this unjust judge says. Will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice, and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?" You know, Luke and Jesus, in the beginning in this parable, and Luke in telling it, tell us immediately what Jesus' point is. Jesus is making two points. And he makes the points at the beginning, and like any good SAT essay that you've been trained to write in high school, you know, he tells us the point at the beginning and he tells us the point at the end. He's got two points, actually, two related points. Verse 1, what is Jesus' point? He told his disciples a parable to show them what? They should always pray and they should not give up. Two separate notions related. Always pray, not give up. And you get to the end, verses 7 and 8. And he sums it up. He says, what has this parable said? What's the point of the parable? Will God not bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? It's the same thing he's already said. Always pray. Always pray. Cry out to him day and night. Will he keep putting his people off? Will he not bring about justice? However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith? Will he find faithfulness on the earth? Always pray. Don't give up. Cry out to God day and night. When the Son of Man comes, will they have given up? Or will they always stand by God? 2 points. Pray always, never give up. God will answer the prayers of his people who cry out to him day and night. But will they give up? Or will he find faithfulness when he returns? I've long read and heard that, you know, this is a familiar parable. It's got to be familiar to most of you. It's familiar to me. But I never realized what the actual point of it was until I started studying it a couple of weeks ago. I used to think it was about perseverance in prayer. Pray always for what we want. And then the assumption is, you know, God will maybe more inclined to listen to it. He's more inclined to give us if we're diligent in our prayer. You know, we're persistent. I thought it was a generic application about, a generic teaching about prayer. And I originally expected I'd be preaching on prayer today. But you notice, it's not about generic prayer. It's about prayer in a particular context. He does say, pray always. Never give up. God will listen to his people who cry out to him day and night. Don't give up. Will they give up? Will he find faithfulness when he returns? But in the middle, it's a very specific context. It's a prayer for vindication in the midst of persecution. Notice how often the word justice comes up. It's not a prayer for the things we want. It's a prayer for vindication for God's people who are under harassment. Notice how often the theme of justice comes up. Verse 3. Grant me justice, the widow asks. Verse 5. Because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice. Verse 6. He's called the unjust judge. Verse 7, will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones? Verse 8, I tell you, he will see that they get justice. The whole parable is about God's people crying out to him in the midst of pressure and harassment and persecution. Crying out, God, vindicate us. We are your people. Intervene. Look after. Vindicate us. Show that we are in the right. That's their prayer. That's their plea. Not for more stuff. Not for success. Not for a promotion. Not for a more comfortable life. Not for a beautiful house in a nice suburb. Not for healthy, successful kids. This is life and death for their faith. They're being harassed and persecuted, and they are pleading with God for vindication. God, look after us. More than that, God, vindicate us. Show that we are your people. Show that we're in the right. Now, in that context, then, Jesus makes two promises. First of all, he says to them, or he gives two exhortations. First of all, he says to them, always pray. Because God will answer your prayer. Cry out to him, verse 7. Cry out to him day and night. God won't keep putting them off. Jesus says, I tell you, he will see that they get justice, and they will get it quickly. Here's the first thing Jesus tells to his persecuted church is, pray day and night. God will answer. You know, the argument is from lesser to greater. You've got this. You got this corrupt judge, this dysfunctional judge, this disqualified judge, this disreputable judge. Even he will answer the widow if she keeps banging on his door. He says, I'll never get any peace. I'll give her justice. I won't ever get any peace any other way. And Jesus is saying, look, if a disreputable judge will do that, a corrupt judge will do that, how about the great and holy judge of all the world? Won't he do that for his people? There's another disconnect. The unjust judge, the disreputable judge, does that only because the woman keeps harassing him. Notice, Jesus never says, keep harassing God so he'll deliver you. Jesus doesn't say that. That's not the parallel. Jesus is saying, look, if a disreputable judge will listen to this woman only because she keeps harassing him, certainly your loving Father will hear you when you cry out. Jesus isn't telling them, complain, yell, bang on the doors of heaven so that God will answer. Jesus is saying, he knows that when we're in crisis, when we're facing struggle, when we're being persecuted, of course we cry out to God. And so this text, Jesus' words, twice, because people need to hear it repeatedly. Jesus says, will God not bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, a rhetorical question. It doesn't need an answer. But Jesus drives it home with an answer. I tell you, he will see that they get justice, and quickly. Pray always, because God will answer. The other thing Jesus tells a persecuted church is, hold on, because he may not answer as quickly as you want him to. Verse 1, they should always pray and what? Not give up. There was a widow, verse 3, in that town who kept coming to him because the judge kept delaying. The judge finally says in verse 5, I will see that she gets justice so she won't eventually wear me out with her coming. It's been going on for some time. Jesus says in verse 8, he will see that they get justice and get it quickly, but maybe not as quickly as they want it, because then he quickly says, he adds, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith? Will he find faithfulness? Or will they have tired and given up? The bottom line is Jesus' word to the suffering church in Luke's time was this. God is not ignoring your cries for vindication. He hears you. He will bring vindication. But his second word to the suffering church in his day is, it may be a while. Hang on. This week, Yahoo News talked about the Shouang Church. And one of the pastors said, this is the cross that the church has to bear, he told the worshipers, as they looked at the prospect of having to worship outdoors because their facility was taken away. And some of them wiped tears from their eyes. The pastor continued, some people may face getting caught. Some may have to stand trial or even be sentenced. And then he prayed, God, we plead with you as we face these dangerous trials. Please find a way out for us. God, we plead with you as we face these dangerous trials. Please find a way out for us. What Jesus tells us in Luke 18 is that God will answer that first prayer and may not answer the second. God, we plead to you as we face these dangerous trials. Jesus says, yes, plead with God. Pray, cry out. Always pray. Cry out day and night. And the second part, as please find a way out for us. Perfectly legitimate prayer, but not a prayer that Jesus has promised to answer. Jesus has promised to answer vindication. Jesus has promised not necessarily freedom. People may go to jail. People may suffer. It's happened before. But Jesus says at least this. God will bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night. He will not keep putting them off. He will see that they get justice. But here comes the challenge. When he returns, will he find faithfulness on the earth. Now, this is how we can pray for our brothers and sisters in China. Now, in conclusion, really the question is, apart from China, what does this text say to us? How does it apply to our lives? And I have five concrete applications that I pulled out from the news this week. Things that can go wrong in our lives and how this text applies to our lives. But first of all, we're short on time because we had the installation service. But much more important than time is this point. Not everything has to apply to us. There's not a great chance that we're going to be persecuted. There's not a great chance that we're going to face what Luke's church faced or what David and Jackie's church faces in East Asia. Not everything has to be about us. Sometimes it's about God's church elsewhere. And so let's end here and say, this text matters to us because it's about Jesus. Because there's something sacred going on here. We are eavesdroppers. As Jesus says to his people, I may be calling you to suffer. Am I worth it? And as his people reply to Jesus, we don't want to suffer, but you're worth it. That's a sacred thing for us to be able to see. So we don't need it to apply to the little things we face in our lives, although it does, you know, and some of these little things are big to us. But let's leave it here this morning. That we are eavesdroppers on a sacred conversation, and the privilege is ours. In closing, I ask David to come up and lead us in prayer for the Shuang Church. Please stand and we'll pray together.
Let's pray. Father, as we come before you, we know that you're a God who sees all things, and you are a God of justice, and yet you're a God of mercy. And so, Lord, right now, as you see the situation of our brothers and sisters in Beijing and in Shuang Church right now, Lord, as many of them are risking their lives, their jobs, their careers, many of them even risking graduating, their futures. Yet, Lord, we thank you, Father, for their faithful persistence to not stop worship, to continue to glorify you, even in the midst of suffering. And yet, Lord, we know, God, that maybe this is a time that as they go through suffering, that you will shape them and strengthen them to become a shining example. Because we know, Father, that your Son went to the cross for us. And Lord, we plead with you that you would show mercy to this church and to the Christians in China. We pray, God, even as they are going through difficulties, that you would relieve that from them. As Jesus pleaded in the garden, yet, Lord, not my will, but your will be done. Father, I pray, God, in the end, most important is that your will be done, and you would be glorified through the process. We pray these things in your precious Son's name. Amen.
And please bow for the benediction. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with the Shuang Church, the church in China, and all of us. Amen. Please be seated.